Welcome to the Wasatch Gazette, a public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City.
Well, thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us. Welcome to the Wasatch Gazette. And today we're going to be talking about the field of nursing. You ever thought about a career change, or you want to switch gears? Maybe you're just starting a career, getting out of high school. Well, Joyce University in Draper can help at joyce.edu. And Mikkel from Joyce University is with us this morning. There is such a high demand for nurses, isn't there?
Yeah, that's correct. There is a great nursing shortage right now in every state. And so there's no better time to become a nurse and get into the field. There's opportunities in every area of nursing, whether that might be pediatrics, OB, critical care, some home health hospice, whatever you're interested in.
And your career could all start at Joyce University and by attending one of your many programs.
Yeah, that's correct. So we have a few different opportunities in which you could take at Joyce University to get you started in one of those placements that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our ASM program. You come in with no prerequisites at all. That's an associate's in nursing, and you would be done in 20 months. Extremely fast for having all of your prerequisites built in.
So no experience. You just come in cold, and in 20 months, you could have a nursing degree.
That's correct. The only prerequisite that you will do is take that TEAS test to make sure you're performing in specific areas.
Wow. That's amazing. And that means a whole new level of opportunities for you, your family. I assume a lot of nurses can live pretty much anywhere they want because they're in high demand right now.
That's correct. I think just about every state has a nursing shortage right now, and they only project it to get worse just due to the growing population, especially with the baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
There's also just, you know, our population in general is increasing, and there's not enough nurses to support it currently.
What is an accelerated Bachelor of Science degree at Joyce University?
So we have two different bachelor's programs. Mm-hmm. So we have our traditional bachelor's, and then we have the accelerated. The accelerated is when you're able to get your bachelor's degree in a much quicker time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And so those prerequisites are also all built into the program.
Mm-hmm.
You come out with that four-year degree rather than the two-year degree, which is usually preferred from hospital facilities because there was an initiative in which they needed to have at least 80% of nurses BSN prepared by 2020.
All right, so I'm thinking about a career change now. I want to become a nurse. Where do I go?
So you will just go onto joyce.edu. We have our various programs, different scholarship opportunities, financial aid, different things that you might need to be successful in your application process. We have a whole admissions team that would be happy to get you some help and get you started on the right track.
Having teenage boys, I like the scholarship opportunity. It sort of rings in my ears. How do you apply for that?
All those details will also be on joyce.edu.
So I'm assuming you're a nurse as well. How did you get into it?
I am a nurse, so I have actually been a nurse for 7 years up at the University of Utah. Mm-hmm. I work critical care up there, so I still do that as well as education. I just do two shifts a month now.
So I can clearly ask you, what is the rewarding part of your job?
Oh, my favorite part, especially since I have the variety of education and direct patient care now, is really getting to build the relationships with my patients and the family members. And, you know, they are in their most vulnerable times of their life. And being able to do just one simple thing a day, whatever that might be for that person to make their day better, mm-hmm. is my favorite part of nursing.
Is when you see those families smile while they're going through tough times.
Exactly.
Just even that little, you know, light that you can provide. I imagine you got to be sort of a psychologist, too, because you're dealing with a lot of different personalities. And
yeah, I would say a lot of different personalities and a lot of different things that you didn't think you would deal with in nursing happen to come up every day. So you get to be a problem solver, a little bit of an engineer, like you said, a psychologist, and then some nursing on the side.
I love that. A career where you're challenged every day. No day is the same. Everything's different every time you walk in. I love that. Joyce.edu, if you're thinking about changing careers, becoming a nurse, Joyce University can help. Now, I know my father, toward the end of his life, had home health, and that's another aspect of nursing, right? You go to people's houses.
Yep, so you would actually go to people's homes, help them in that setting. Mm-hmm. You make your schedule with however you want it. We have facilities like the hospital, which are typically 12-hour shifts,
mm-hmm.
and then you might be interested in maybe surgical cases, and that's going to vary just depending on whatever you are operating on for that day.
So many different facets of nursing, and all in high demand, pretty much.
All facets of nursing, and many are offering really big sign-on bonuses or retention bonuses. They also offer various tuition reduction programs.
Never been a better time to be a nurse, and I think anybody can go online right now and see how many jobs are open for nurses.
Yeah, that's correct. If you just do a quick search, nursing opportunities near me, you will see tens, 20s, thousands of availability.
Okay, so I could become a nurse with no experience within 20 weeks, and I imagine you'd probably even start practicing before then because you have internship programs through Joyce University.
So there's always the opportunity to become a CNA, so the Certified Nurses Assistant, while you're in the program. You can either do a course prior or after your first semester, you are actually eligible to sit for that licensure and take that test and do that pass off. There's also the opportunity to get your licensed practical nurse. So you have almost the same scope of practice as you would when you graduate, but it's a little bit limited that you are actually practicing as a nurse. And then Utah, due to COVID response, has actually allowed for what they call a nurse apprentice license, and that is giving you your RN license a little bit early. So your last semester, you apply for it. Joyce says, yes, you know, you have met these requirements. We think you will be successful in the work setting, and we will let you work early, and the state actually will issue that license.
Oh, very good. So you probably get asked this a lot. What is the starting salary for a nurse?
That's going to be dependent on the state that you live in. It definitely varies by state and area of nursing.
So if you're in Southern California, you're probably making a little more.
Yeah, definitely a little bit more than Utah.
Yeah. So let's talk about the students at Joyce University, which I imagine they have diverse age groups and diverse backgrounds.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We kind of look at our student population as a non-traditional student population. I've had people that have just graduated high school, and people that are grandparents and, you know, have had a full career and decided they want something a little bit more rewarding personally, emotionally, or financially, and so they decide to enroll in nursing.
How young can you be accepted? Like 16? What, 21?
They have to have a high school diploma. Mm-hmm. So as soon as they graduate, they are welcome to apply and get started.
And I think not only in the nursing industry is the money attractive, but the chance to travel. I mean, you could pretty much work in any state, right, if you get your degree at Joyce University?
So you'll have to get a license specific to there. Every state, country is going to have their own specifics. Mm-hmm. Utah, we are part of the compact licensure state. So if you have a license here, you have a compact license that satisfies a registered nursing license. Many of the United States.
Lower 48. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Even Hawaii?
I actually think Hawaii is considered one of them.
Okay. Yeah, I think we've got a few people's ears. Wouldn't that be nice, a nursing career in Hawaii? Where it all starts, by the way, at Joyce University. Online, joyce.edu. We're talking with Mikkel. Now, your campus is in Draper, just off the 123rd South I-15 exit. I've been there. It's beautiful. Can we just go and ask for a tour?
I would recommend giving the campus a call. You can come see our amazing simulation center, which is one of a kind. We have, you know, simulation dummies that can talk, it knows how much medication you administered, it can cry, it does all the things you can imagine, so that's something to definitely take a peek at if you tour our campus.
A little more advanced than your average CPR doll.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Wow, that's hands-on learning at Joyce University, online at joyce.edu, and as Mikkel just mentioned, you know, whether you're a senior or you're just coming out of high school, a career in nursing could provide that extra income you've been seeking and the flexibility in a new career. And there's no prerequisites. It's not like we have to have a ton of experience in the past.
Exactly. No prerequisites. So you can either come fresh out of high school, or if you have a different degree and you're interested in nursing, we would be happy in helping you in your nursing career at joyce.edu.
And last, I want to close with this, Mikkel, because I don't think anybody can picture what it's like to be a nurse. So let's ask you, you work at the ICU up at the University of Utah. Your first day on the job, you just graduated Joyce University. You've been a student, now you walk into the ER or the ICU, and you're officially a nurse. What were those first couple days like?
I think that first thought is, of course, overwhelming, but exciting. You've practiced for, you know, 2 to 4 years, depending on your program, and had various clinical hours in many different clinical settings, ranging from rehab, hospital, OB, pediatrics.
Yeah.
And so I just think, you know, when you first get out of school, the most important thing is making a difference in someone's life and doing it safely. And so learning the new job and having those on your mind can be a little bit overwhelming at first, but depending on the area that you decide to start in, you have great support.
And as you mentioned, just so rewarding, a career in nursing. Flexibility, more money, and you can pretty much live wherever you want because there's a massive demand for nurses right now around the country.
Yeah, that's correct. There is a great nursing shortage right now in every state, and so there's no better time to become a nurse and get into the field.
Thinking about a career change? How about nursing? Contact Joyce University at joyce.edu. Thanks for joining us this morning.
This has been a public affairs production of Cumulus Media, Salt Lake City.